Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. We're going to get to the Patriots and the Cardinals coming up later on in the program. We have a four-pack of questions at 11:30. We do that every Friday. Keith's keys to Pats and Cardinals as well. Hold off on most of your bets, not all of your bets, until you hear the real keys to the game at 1 o'clock sharp. I'm very curious to see how the Patriots come out of the bye week against Arizona, and I'm very curious if there's any response from the team or Jerod Mayo about the week and a half that was over the bye week. A lot of speculation about his job.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of speculation about saving his job. And so I think that's going to be pretty telling.
I would say so. And, you know, it's his first time having 2 weeks to prepare for a team. Like that old cliche about, you know, this could be a coaching advantage, you know, when the bye week falls and having all this time to look at Arizona and see what Kyler Murray does, see what their defense does, all that, see if you can make any adjustments. And, you know, they're on a losing streak right now. And if you want to at least go into the offseason on a high note, you got to find a way to win a game or two in this final stretch. Not go in with 7 straight losses. Not go in losing fewer games or winning fewer games than you did a year ago. So, yeah, they're eliminated from the playoffs and all that, but these final 4 games are pretty important for Jerod Mayo.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a little bit. In the meantime, it's Friday.
Let's go.
It hit one time.
It did.
And we're looking to hit again in the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. The 5 of us pick someone to score a touchdown in the NFL. We parlay them all together. You spend a ham. We attempt to win you some PS5s. Mm-hmm. So, Keith, where are you going with this week?
I'm going with Sam Laporta, tight end for the Detroit Lions, which should be the game of the year, potentially. Lions and Bills, 425 on Sunday. How about this? So he's got 5 touchdowns, to Sam Laporta. Mm-hmm. For the last 8, maybe 9 weeks, he has scored every other week.
Oh.
Didn't score last week.
Is he due?
He's due.
Nice.
Going all the way back to the Dallas game where he scored, it's been literally every other week he has gotten in the end zone. Last week he didn't score, but he was targeted 7 times. So he's seen his targets uptick over the last few weeks. The Detroit offense scores a million points against everybody. They're the number one offense in the league. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. Give me Sam Laporta anytime touchdown.
Okay, over under 54.5 in that game.
That's a big number.
Which has, I think, ticked up a point. I thought it was 54.5 the other day. Now, look, always identifying a high over-under total isn't a guarantee. I wanted a lot of action in the Niners and Rams last night, and that had 18 total points. So not always the way to go, but that's a high, high total. Sam Laporta, a good pick there. I'm also going with a tight end. I'm going with one on the other side from the Patriots. That would be
Trey McBride.
Trey McBride.
Now, Trey McBride is another high over-under, by the way. 46.5 is a pretty decent total. You might look at Trey McBride and go, my goodness, this guy is getting targets.
That's what I'm
thinking. This guy is getting yards. He has 106 targets this year, 80 catches, 851 yards. He does not have a receiving touchdown this year. I believe he fell on a fumble 1 week.
So he's due.
I think it was a handoff.
I think he ran in another one.
Oh, he did run one in.
I think he has.
Yeah,
I'm not mistaken, he has two touchdowns this year, neither receiving. He gets on the board with a receiving touchdown this weekend against the New England Patriots. He's plus 170. He'll do it for the first time. Billy,
okay.
Keep the trend going.
Another tight end.
What is it, tight end? I don't know if it is.
Am I tight end you here?
That's
this
great.
Tight end hasn't scored since week six.
Okay.
This tight end is a friend of the show.
Nice.
I roll with Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
Hunter Henry.
Big time do factor going on. LaPorta's every other week. Henry since week six. McBride hasn't done it all year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tight ends are due here in the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Who are you going with, Nick?
I'm going with the Bengals and Titans game, but I'm not going with the guy who has 15 touchdowns this year. I'm going with the guy who has 5, and that would be T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow was really talking up T. Higgins after the game, talking about how they needed to keep him. He's a pivotal part of the offense. So maybe he tries to feed him a little bit this week against the lowly Titans. So give me T. Higgins.
I like how we're like, we're not going with the obvious guy. We're not going with the obvious thing here. We're so good at picking these. We're not going to go with the obvious one.
Jamar Chase had 15 touchdowns when I looked at that this morning.
Jamar Chase is insane. Think about how slow of a start he got off to against the Patriots. Well, remember?
You're like,
he doesn't look interested at all. It's like, no, he's doing pretty well.
No, he scores like twice a week every single week.
He's doing pretty well.
Terp has the lowest odds player.
Terp.
Nico Collins plus 135. I think we might all be overthinking it, and Terp is onto something there with Nico Collins due to get in the end zone. So, I got Trey McBride plus 170. Keith has Sam LaPorta plus 175. Billy's got Hunter Henry plus 275. Nick, not going with Jamar Chase, but T. Higgins plus 160. And Terp, Nico Collins plus 135. Add them all up. One ham gets you.
How about 3.5 PS5s? $1,732.75.
Just in time for the holidays.
Oh, my God. You get one every niece and nephew you have. You can give them a PS5.
Getting on Juan Soto's
games.
PS5s.
So
seriously,
we
chip it away.
Hang on. Now I gotta think about this. So that is a healthy total right there. 3.5 PS5s. Just one simple ham. It has hit before the Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
It sure has.
Way back in Week 3, the second time we did it.
Okay.
So here's the question.
Right.
Next Friday, let's assume this one hits.
Yeah.
Next Friday, Keith, is that our last one of the year that we're doing? Of 2024, it will be, correct?
Next week?
Yes.
Oh, I guess it's 2024,
yeah. Because it's the last Friday we're all going to be together.
Right, yeah, we won't be in the 27th, I guess.
No,
but then we're going to be in the following week.
So we'll be in to finish out the regular season the following week.
Postseason Bozo
this
Parlay
is what I was
definitely
ask.
Happening. Yeah,
Postseason?
Super Bowl Bozo Parlay. 5 touchdowns in the Super
all
Bowl.
All in one game.
Yeah.
I like it.
Pick them all.
Okay,
no, we'll do other props for that one. But yeah, no, I think we do it all the way through the Super Bowl. And then Super Bowl, will do crazy prop bets all week.
So I still have time to pick no touchdown score in a game. Got it.
You can do that if you want.
Wait, what?
No touchdown score in a game.
Oh, like there is no. I see what you're saying. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say
you can't pick guys not to score.
What a slog.
You can say there will be no touchdown scored in the game. Got it.
What a game last night, real quick.
Ugh.
Rams and Niners. And you're like, McVay, Shanahan, like, light up the scoreboard.
I said it was a 48.5, 49.5, something like that total, and it was 18 total points.
12-6.
A little bit of rain in the
camp. We're like, hey, Thursday night games have been pretty good, like, big division game.
I talked it up yesterday.
These teams need it, desperate game. You're like, what?
Okay.
12-6.
I didn't want to watch it.
I didn't watch much because we had sort of the doubleheader last night. Celtics right into Bruins.
I watched a good chunk of it.
Did you?
The Celtics were mostly blowing out the Pistons.
They were blown door.
So I was mostly watching it. My wife's a Niners fan. I'm saying I didn't want to watch it, but I did.
Yeah,
I was back and forth at least for much of the game. You know who really didn't want to watch it? Devondre Campbell. The linebacker walked right off the sideline in the third quarter.
I don't blame him. What a horrible game. Just get out of there while you can.
Yeah, it was rainy.
Although you're a defensive guy. The defense was doing a great job.
Defense is doing a good job.
You like defense, and you think that he would.
He didn't like that Dre Greenlaw came back for his first game.
Who's better than him.
They asked him to go into the game, and he said, no.
So this is not the first time this has happened. Deontay Johnson with the Ravens after they acquired him.
Refused to go in a game. Good one.
Now, he didn't leave.
Antonio Brown left.
Oh, yeah, famously.
Made a big show of it.
Walked off the field.
He made
DJ Moore walked off the field. We saw that
Moore
this year.
Bailed. Vontae Davis a few years ago retired at halftime.
That's an all-timer. That's a good one.
It's like, guys, I'll see you.
Yes.
He did the reverse Bobby Boucher.
Yep.
who showed up at halftime to help win the Bourbon Bowl.
Yeah, the reverse Paul Brown and the reverse Bobby Boucher.
He just left at halftime.
So, yeah, really on a scale, this is pretty benign.
Yeah.
It was rainy.
In reverse Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm. It was
an ugly game.
Niners
are a mess.
They are.
I know they've had a lot of injuries, so maybe they'll sort of make that as an excuse. They're but a mess. What a disaster.
Bad vibes team.
Bad vibes.
No Niners in the Bozo touchdown parlay. Again, if you missed it. Trey McBride, Sam Laporta, Hunter Henry, T. Higgins, Nico Collins. One ham wins you 3.5 PS5s.
Holy mackerel.
Follow along responsibly, of course. 617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls there. That's also your text number here for Jones and Keefe. Let's get into Pats and Cardinals. A winnable game. Does that mean we're giving the Patriots a shot? We'll get to it next.